The White House Report.
Congressman Cedric Richmond, the head of the Congressional Black Caucus, says this historic moment with this tax reform plan is a bad idea because they don't have a way to pay for it.
They passed a tax bill that they have no clue how to pay for. They used crazy analysis to say it's going to spur the economy. President said like 6%, which has never ever happened in the history of the United States. But so they have wishful thinking that somehow this thing will be different from the last couple of times that you did tax breaks for the wealthy and the hope to trickle down. It never does. It balloons the deficit and the debt. And then you come back and try to cut programs for regular families to pay for it. And when you look at the fact that 83% of the benefits go to the top 1%, that's nothing but Trump and the Republicans giving their donors a kickback. That's all this is. This is their way to reward their big donor base and in the guise of tax reform. They didn't close any loopholes. I mean, this is just a clear-cut giveaway to the very, very, very rich at the expense of regular families.
So at the expense of regular families, what's at stake then for regular families? I mean, they're going to get this child care tax credit. They're going to get a tax break up until 2025. It's not permanent like corporations. So what is at the expense of the least of these?
Well, some people actually see an increase, but the modest refund or the modest increase that an average working family will get will do nothing compared to the wealthy. But more importantly, we can't pay for this. So we're going to wind up cutting programs and other things that are vital to middle class and families trying to get to the middle class. We're going to cut the very programs that they rely on to get there. And whether it's the health care gutting that they're doing, or whether it's, you know, the money that they're going to try to cut now from entitlements. They say, next we'll go to entitlement reform. Oh, so you're going to go to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security to pay for this tax bill. This was a bad idea. I think the people understand it. And when they go to touch entitlements, I think the country is going to revolt in terms of waking up and letting them know how they feel about the tax giveaway.
Do you think that we'll see immediately the efforts to try to pay for this now, as you said, with entitlements? You think that's going to be it? And also, you said, you know, you'll see the Budget Act swinging on other programs like CHIP and things like that. Do you think it's going to happen immediately, or how long do you think it'll start hurting where they would have to do a pay-for issue?
Oh, I think they're gonna. I think they're gonna do it sooner rather than later. Paul Ryan already said that when they were finished taxes, they were moving on to entitlement reform, and that means cutting budgets and cutting benefits. More importantly, so it's a very short-sighted bill. And it was done just to fulfill a campaign promise to their biggest donors. And part of the real wake-up call, and I think that, you know, even some Republicans have said it publicly, they said, look, if we don't pass tax reform, our donors are going to stop giving to us. Since when is that a calculation for making good policy? I mean, I just think that this bill, which was done so fast, with all Republican support, it was done so fast that they made some simple mistakes in including some disastrous policy riders in it, which they had to go back and correct. So I don't think they all know what's in the bill, and it's just wishful thinking that it's going to have a positive effect. And we're sure it won't, not on regular working families.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, just something in the scope of how big this is. I mean, this is so big
that you could take everybody who's drawing unemployment and give them a $50,000 a year job, and you wouldn't spend this much money. You could take Bernie's free college plan, and you would only spend $900 billion, which is still $600 billion less than what they're spending. So when you look at that, and you think of $1.5 trillion that they're giving away to corporations and the top 1%, it's just astonishing that they did it with a straight face.
So you're saying that everyone who is on unemployment now, if they give them...
Everybody who's on... yes. Everyone who's drawing unemployment, you gave every one of them a $50,000 a year job and paid for it, it would be much cheaper than this bill. That's less than $1 trillion also.
April Ryan, AURN News.